Dairy farmers are keeping a close eye on their herds in light of an avian flu virus that has been spreading through U.S. dairy operations. More than 120 dairy herds in 12 U.S. states have tested positive for bird flu since March. So far, there have been no signs Canadian herds have been affected by highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, or H5N1. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency, CFIA, recently tested 600 milk samples from across Canada, including 150 in the Prairie provinces. As of June 18, all samples have tested negative for HPAI fragments, with no evidence of disease in dairy cattle detected in milk, says CFIA. Dairy producers have been told to look out for signs of illness, such as a sudden decrease in milk production or thicker milk. Lacombe area dairy producer Albert Camps said the industry is being vigilant and taken steps such as suspending farm tours. He is not bringing in any additional cows for his operation that includes 120 milking cows and 300 in total until the all-clear is given. It is on our radar. I don't think it's become an issue at all yet. We're not really concerned in the dairy industry. It has transferred over to some cows in the US, but it has not happened in Canada yet. But we are vigilant and we know what to look for, and Alberta Milk has been an excellent resource for telling us what to look for and what precautions to take. A veterinarian visits his farm almost every 2 weeks to check out his animals and dispense advice. Alberta Milk has also been putting out near-weekly updates for producers, he said. Alberta Milk said it is working closely with our industry partners to monitor H5N1 and keep our producers aware of updates and biosecurity measures. The industry organization does not make decisions on how to respond, but takes direction from the CFIA and Alberta's chief veterinary officer. Camps said Alberta Milk has an emergency plan for just about any disease imaginable and emergency plans that lay out exactly how to respond. The industry has been proactive for years looking at doomsday scenarios. We look for the symptoms and we know who to call. Camps said poultry producers are quick to spot avian flu in their flocks and know how to respond. He is concerned, though, with the growing popularity of urban hens. The virus could find its way into backyard coops without inexperienced chicken owners being aware. If the virus went into a large chicken farm, they would catch it in a day. But I'm concerned about the smaller flocks. CFIA has been leading initiatives to ensure Canada's milk supply remains virus-free. Commercially sold milk and milk products remain safe to consume, says CFIA. In Canada, milk must be pasteurized before sale. Pasteurization kills harmful bacteria and viruses, including HPAI. At the beginning of last month, new regulations were rolled out that requires lactating dairy cows imported from the U.S. be tested to ensure they are free of avian flu. A positive test requires the cow to undergo a 60-day waiting period and a negative test before being allowed into Canada. No cows can be imported from a farm where HPAI was detected in the previous 60 days. The CFIA also updated its H5N1 guidance around dairy cattle for veterinarians. The CFIA will cover laboratory testing fees at any Canadian Animal Health Surveillance Network, CAHSN, lab, but will not cover veterinary fees for sample collection or shipment. Non-clinical dairy cattle are now eligible for testing. Veterinarians must report negative test results to the district office if H5N1 is suspected.